3, 2, 1, go! Okay.
Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we've had two posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we summarized a study where the authors found that a college freshman with dynamic postural control limb imbalances, decreased hip extension strength, or decreased core muscle endurance is more likely to develop a lower extremity overuse injury. In the second post, we introduced a summary statement on the appropriate medical care standards for organizations sponsoring athletic activity for the secondary school-aged athlete. If we take a closer look at that first post, we find that the authors performed a prospective 1.5-year study among 139 healthy freshman students enrolled in physical education courses. The authors evaluated if different measures of core strength, endurance, or control related to future overuse lower extremity injury. The authors defined a lower extremity overuse injury as any lower limb injury that caused limitations in physical activity without a defining injury event. The authors also recorded injury exposure time based on the total time spent participating in practice and sport classes such as basketball and soccer. Overall, 34 individuals developed an overuse injury with an incidence rate of 1.2 injuries per 50 hours of sport participation. Students with greater differences between left and right limb star excursion balance test performance decreased hip extension strength as compared to hip flexion strength, or poor performance on prone bridging exercises were more likely to develop overuse lower extremity injuries than other students. However, combinations of these tests failed to accurately predict who would actually get the injury. While the test of core stability failed to accurately predict who would develop an overuse injury, the new findings suggest that poor performance on common clinical tests are associated with the risk of overuse injury due to decreased strength and stability. Hence, this reinforces the idea that it is beneficial to address core strength, control, and endurance in injury prevention programs to reduce the burden of lower extremity overuse injuries among young and recreationally active individuals. The authors acknowledged that there are other factors that contribute to overuse injuries, such as aerobic fitness, alignment measures, and strength of other muscles that could have been assessed to help predict who would get injured. Since this sample was limited to a smaller sample of recreational collegiate students, it would be interesting to see how the injury risk factors may perform among a larger sample or in a sample of competitive athletes. Furthermore, it would be interesting to determine what combination of core measures and other suggested factors would be most predictive of lower extremity overuse injury risk as a form of clinical screening or intervention. In all, the findings suggest that star excursion balance test bilateral performance, hip strength, and bridging performance are important to consider for risk of overuse lower extremity injuries. Clinical injury prevention programs should consider implementing exercises to improve core function. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week's most popular post was an article in the Journal of Athletic Training about an updated model of chronic ankle instability. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 7 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to our summaries, the courses, and the article on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.